Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Are you passing through the wilderness of life? The wilderness experience can be a difficult and challenging time in our lives. But it is also a time of growth and transformation, a time when we can draw closer to God and discover the truth of who we are in Him. Through this journey of faith and transformation, we will see the power of God's grace and learn how to handle the wilderness with hope and confidence in the Lord. Join us as we reflect on this message and seek to grow in our own relationship with God. The topic is finding strength through the wilderness of life, and our Bible text is from John chapter 16 verse 33.
John chapter 16 verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
As human beings, it is natural for us to crave stability, comfort, and security. But often, life takes us on unexpected journeys, and we find ourselves in the wilderness. The wilderness can be a difficult, uncertain, and trying time in our lives, but it can also be a place of growth and transformation. Have you ever found yourself in the wilderness, feeling lost, alone, or uncertain about your future? The wilderness is not just a physical place, but it can also be a metaphorical place of testing and refinement. It can represent a season of life where we face challenges, hardships, and difficulties. The wilderness experience can range from health problems, financial difficulties, relationship struggles, career changes, or even spiritual struggles. But why does God allow us to go through these wilderness experiences? One reason is that God wants to refine us, to shape us into the people He created us to be. The wilderness is a place of purification, where God strips away the things that hold us back, and helps us grow in our faith and trust in Him. As the prophet Isaiah writes, "But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His stripes we are healed." Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. Another reason why God allows us to go through the wilderness is to deepen our reliance on Him. When we are in the wilderness, we are forced to rely on God for our daily bread, for our strength, and for our hope. We learn to trust in His provisions and to cling to His promises. As the psalmist writes in Psalm chapter 23 verse 4, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Periods of trials keep us cling to God in reliance for guidance, security, and provision. The story of Dennis, a successful businessman who shared his personal experience how he came out victorious through turbulent time, can give us hope, encouragement, and strength. Here is a true life story of Dennis' personal wilderness experience and how he handled it. Dennis was a successful businessman and had everything he could ever want: a beautiful home, a loving family, and a thriving career. One day, everything changed. Dennis' company went bankrupt, and he lost everything: his job, his home, and his reputation. He found himself in the wilderness, struggling to make ends meet and feeling hopeless and defeated. But through this difficult time, Dennis discovered the grace of God. He said, "I was at my lowest point, but it was in that moment of desperation that I cried out to God. I realized that all my success and wealth meant nothing without Him. And in that moment, I felt His love and grace wash over me. I knew that He was with me, and that He would bring me through this trial." Dennis found strength in his faith, and he began to turn his life around. He started volunteering at his local church and helping others who were struggling. Through serving others, he found a renewed sense of purpose and joy. And slowly but surely, things started to turn around for Dennis. He was offered a new job, and he worked hard to rebuild his life. But he never forgot the grace of God that had carried him through the wilderness. According to him, during those tough times, there were days he felt like committing suicide until he found a renewed hope in God's grace. Dennis says, "The wilderness was a time of transformation for me. It stripped away all the things that I thought defined me, my success, my wealth, my reputation. But it also revealed the truth of who I am in Christ. I am a child of God, loved and accepted just as I am. And through my struggles, I discovered a deeper, more fulfilling relationship with Him." Dennis' wilderness experience taught him to rely on God and to trust in His grace. He came out victorious, not because of his own strength, but because of the grace of God. To him, the wilderness was a place of brokenness, but it was also a place of transformation. And through it all, he said he learned to trust in the grace of God, and to know that He is always with him. This is also a reminder for us that no matter what we face, we can find hope in the wilderness, through the grace of God. We must hold on to our faith, trust in His provisions, and find joy in the journey, knowing that He is always with us, and that He has overcome the world. John chapter 16 verse 33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." So have you been in the wilderness of life? Wilderness experience are life's experiences you can handle victoriously and at the same time build up yourself. In the midst of the toughest challenges, you can find hope and trust in God's plan, and obtain strength in the words of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 and declare, "God's grace is sufficient for me, for His power is made perfect in my weakness." You might ask, how do we handle wilderness experience? It all depends on reliance on God's grace. However, the following will guide you on how to handle a wilderness experience. First, you must recognize that God is in control, even in the midst of your difficulties. You must trust that He has a plan, and that He is working all things together for your good and for His glory. Second, you must hold on to your faith and cling to the promises of God. The wilderness can be a time of spiritual drought, but you must resist the temptation to lose heart, and instead focus on the truth of God's word. Third, seek support from others. The wilderness can be a lonely place, but you are not meant to go through it alone. You must reach out to your friends, family, and especially your spiritual leaders for encouragement, comfort, and support. Finally, you must remember that the wilderness is temporary. No matter how long or difficult your journey may be, it will not last forever. The wilderness is a necessary step on the way to your destination, and it will end. In conclusion, the wilderness experience can be difficult and challenging, but it is also a time of growth and transformation. We must trust in God's control, hold on to our faith, seek support from others, and remember that the wilderness is temporary. Take a moment to reflect on your own wilderness experiences. How have they shaped you and helped you grow in your faith? How have you relied on God and others to get through these times? And most importantly, how can you use what you've learned to help others who may be going through their own wilderness experiences? As you reflect on this, ask God for grace to make the most of your wilderness experience, to grow, become stronger and increase in faith and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today grateful for your never-ending love and grace. Thank you for the story of Dennis and his personal wilderness experience. We are inspired by his journey of faith and transformation and the way he came out victorious, acknowledging your grace. We pray that this message will speak to the hearts of those who are currently in their own wilderness experiences. May they feel your love and grace surrounding them, and may they know that they are never alone. Give them the strength and courage to keep going, and to trust in your plan for their lives. We ask that you help us to see the opportunities for growth and transformation that can come from our struggles. May we have the faith to know that you are always with us, and that you will bring us through any trial we may face. Thank you for your love, grace, and faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 13, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 26 verse 20 to 54. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.